happy pre-Halloween.
Halloween being on a Saturday this year, so I think it's going to be quite a bash in town.
Are you dressing up this year?
I'm going as Liz Lemon from 30 Rock.
Nice.
Which means I'm dressing up as me and putting a jacket on.
I guess so. You've already got the glasses.
Yeah, I already have.
There's a lot going on for Halloween. First of all, today we've got Family Pumpkin Party at Cascade Shops from 4 to 6 o'clock. Nestor's providing the pumpkins, so all you have to do is come down and wear something you can get a little bit messy with and bring the whole family. It's a free, fun event, so why not? History Comes Back to Haunt You is at the Bay of Park Museum tonight and tomorrow night. They kind of haunting up the archives there, which they've done over the last few years. Should be pretty cool.
And isn't that the museum with all the like stuffed animals?
Again, I have to admit, just like I have never been cross-country skiing, I've never actually been inside the Bay of
Park
Museum.
It is. It's already creepy. it's already full of dead things.
So on Friday night, we've got the Halloween Monster Bash at the Cornerstone Theater. This is a fundraiser for Alpenglow School. It's an adults-only one, so if you're grown up, you want to dress up, you want to dance, $20 tickets.
There's some pretty wicked prizes there to be won in silent auction items. I think like a couple of Kelly ski trips.
Yeah, CMH donated. That's sort of the big silent auction one.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Again, I've never been to this event, the Halloween Bonfire and Fireworks in Banff. I hear the bonfire they build is just massive, and it's a good thing it's the Banff Firefighters Association, who know how to build a fire, right?
Back in the day here in Canmore, after Christmas, that's what we used to do with our Christmas trees.
Really?
We'd throw them all in a pile outside the rec center and burn them.
That's awesome.
So bonfires... Yes, please.
Totally. That's from 7 to 9 on Saturday. Dress up, come down to the Banff Rec Grounds, free hot dogs, hot chocolate, fireworks at 8 o'clock.
Great family way to spend Halloween.
Totally. We've got the Exshaw Legion's annual Halloween Howl Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock. Live music from the Electric Squirrels. Only $10 to get in if you're not a member. Halloween movies, too. This is a kind of a cool idea. At Arts Place, Beetlejuice screening at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And then the Rocky Horror Picture Show at 9 o'clock. And yes, you can dress in costume. You can bring the stuff to throw and do the chanting and the whole Rocky Horror Picture movie theater thing. And then we've got the Halloween Masquerade Dance. Valley Winds doing their big band as well as a Midnight Blue Jazz Band. This will be at the Coast Hotel this year. So bigger venue, bigger dance floor. 7 o'clock is appetizers, cocktails. 8 to midnight is sort of the dance portion. $30 advance tickets at valleywindsmusic.org, O Canada Soap in Canmore, Alpine Flowers in Banff.
There is a hay maze at the Georgetown Inn.
Yes, the hay maze, of course.
The Wood is doing pumpkin carving on Saturday as well, 1 to 4.
I think most of the bars are probably doing some sort of Halloween party.
And one thing my family really like to do on Halloween is take the kids down to the Bow Valley Seniors Lodge. They have candy there, and there's nothing that the residents there love more than to see all the kids in their costumes.
That's an awesome idea. All right. Happy Halloween.